Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. This week, I want to talk to you about one of your sales tools that may actually be causing you problems. In fact, it's one of the most often used sales tools. And in my experience, medical device salespeople and probably pharmaceutical salespeople often misuse this tool. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your product brochure. That's right, that glossy, fancy, multi-folded sales tool, sales device that your company has spent probably many thousands or tens of thousands of dollars on that you are just so proud to present to your healthcare customers. Well, why is that a problem? Let me give you a typical scenario on how the brochure is often used. We know that medical salespeople are people who like to stay busy. So sometimes, for example, they may be in the office trying to book appointments with their healthcare customers, and maybe they're not having a great day. Maybe they're not scheduling as many appointments as they would like. So they say, you know what? I just need to get out in the field. I need to get out there and see my clients. I need to see my customers. So they grab a stack of brochures on the new gadget that the company wants to promote. They jump into their car and they start visiting either clinics or hospitals or physicians' offices. I'm going to use physician offices as an example because that's something I have a lot of experience with and where I've worked with a lot of medical salespeople as a trainer. So the salesperson walks up to the front desk and says, "Hi, my name is Todd, and I'm here to see Dr. Smith. Is he available?" And Maggie, the receptionist, says, "I'm sorry, Todd, but Dr. Smith is busy seeing patients right now. Besides, he only sees sales representatives by appointment. But if you would like to leave some information on your product along with a business card, I will make sure that Dr. Smith gets it. And if he has any interest in your product, we will call you for an appointment." So you proudly take out one of your multicolor, shiny brochures. You hand Maggie your business card. She summarily staples it to the brochure, and she says, "Thanks for coming by," and you say, "Thank you." And you walk out of the office feeling like you've done something very positive to move your sales career along and to also forward the sale of that product by leaving information with Dr. Smith. Let's stop for a second and look what happens in reality most of the time. Now, Maggie does what she says she is going to do. She will probably take that brochure into Dr. Smith's office and place it in a stack of other brochures, which is either on his desk or on his credenza. Now, I submit to you that probably the best thing that could happen to that brochure in terms of future sales for you is if either Maggie or Dr. Smith takes that brochure and throws it right into the garbage. Are you shocked? Well, don't be. Here's why. You see, that brochure by itself, most of the time, has enough information, if the doctor looks at it, to do what? If your answer is to say no, then you're right. Don't forget that our physician customers, our healthcare customers, are very, very busy people. When you present them with a brochure, what happens most of the time is they glance at it, they will quickly scan through it, but they don't really stop to take and read it verbatim. There's just too much information in most brochures. A brochure is not a substitute for a salesperson who begins a sales presentation by first identifying pains and problems that the prospect hopefully wants a solution for, and then you're able to come in and offer a solution. Most brochures offer a solution before any problem is identified. Now, I can hear what some of you are saying. "Hey, Mace, you know, I've dropped off brochures at doctor's offices and they called and set up an appointment to look at my product, or they would just say, 'Bring it by, I'm going to use it or I'm going to prescribe it.'" Yes, that happens. No question, that happens. But if you think about this and you're really honest with yourself, it doesn't happen all that often. Here's what usually happens, because I've been in the doctor's offices and I've seen them do this. They're on the telephone calling somebody and they're placed on hold. While they're on hold, they decide to start going through that stack of brochure that's sitting on the corner of their desk or on the credenza behind them, and they will pick it up, open it up, take a quick glance at it, throw it in the trash. Go on to the next brochure, open it up, take a quick glance at it, throw it in the trash. So let's imagine that that's what happens with the brochure that Todd left, that Maggie placed on Dr. Smith's desk, And now Todd comes back where he runs into Dr. Smith in the hospital and says, oh, hi, Dr. Smith, this is Todd from XYZ Medical. I left you some information on my, you know, whatchamacallit gadget. And Dr. Smith says, oh, yeah, Todd, thanks for leaving that information. I look through the brochure. I'm not interested. This happens more times than you're probably even aware. Or the doctor might say, Todd, yeah, I've looked at it. Thanks so much. I'll keep it in mind. Well, I'd like to talk to you about it some more. Todd, I already have the information. I'll keep it in mind. Thanks so much. You see, what the brochure did was it essentially, at least in your prospect's mind, became a good substitute for a detailed sales conversation about your product. Folks, there is no substitute for a sit-down, face-to-face conversation about your product. Now, my rule for brochures is brochures are a wonderful sales tool when you're using it during the conversation and you are in control of it. Again, you are in control of it, not the prospect. We'll talk about this another time, how to maintain control of your visual aids. But a brochure by itself can be your worst enemy. In fact, dropping off a brochure at a healthcare professional's office without any preceding detailed conversation about that product is tantamount to shooting yourself in the wallet, because most of the time, all it is doing is giving them enough information to say no. A brochure is a great tool when it's used effectively. But remember, your job as a medical sales professional is to go out and have sales conversations with your prospects, not to deliver brochures. As you've been listening to this podcast, there's probably a good chance that some thoughts which are contrary to my thoughts, or even maybe in agreement with my thoughts, have popped into your head. I hope you will take a moment and share them with me and the other listeners of this podcast. Just click on comments on the Medical Sales Guru podcast page, or if you learned about this podcast through LinkedIn from a particular medical device or pharmaceutical group, then go ahead and respond by entering a comment in that group. Remember that as you move forward in your medical sales career, that the most important thing you keep in mind is that whatever it is that you sell or service you provide, the ultimate benefactor is always the patient. Have a great week selling. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.